Critique of Pure Reason by Immanuel Kant. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. Immanuel Kant's Critique of Pure Reason is one of the most influential works of modern philosophy. It is a systematic examination of the nature of knowledge and the limits of human understanding. Kant argues that the only way to gain knowledge is through experience, and that the only way to understand the world is through the use of reason. He also argues that the only way to gain knowledge of the world is through the use of the categories of the understanding, which are the basic concepts of space, time, and causality. Kant also argues that the only way to gain knowledge of the world is through the use of the principles of the understanding, which are the basic laws of logic. Kant's Critique of Pure Reason is divided into two parts. The first part is the Transcendental Aesthetic, which examines the nature of space and time. Kant argues that space and time are not objects of experience, but rather forms of intuition that are necessary for the understanding of experience. The second part is the Transcendental Analytic, which examines the nature of the understanding and the principles of the understanding. Kant argues that the understanding is the faculty of the mind that enables us to make judgments about the world. He also argues that the principles of the understanding are the basic laws of logic, which are necessary for the understanding of experience. Kant's Critique of Pure Reason is an important work of modern philosophy. It is a systematic examination of the nature of knowledge and the limits of human understanding. Kant argues that the only way to gain knowledge is through experience, and that the only way to understand the world is through the use of reason. He also argues that the only way to gain knowledge of the world is through the use of the categories of the understanding, which are the basic concepts of space, time, and causality. Kant also argues that the only way to gain knowledge of the world is through the use of the principles of the understanding, which are the basic laws of logic. Kant's Critique of Pure Reason is an important work of modern philosophy that has had a profound influence on the development of modern thought. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The Transcendental Aesthetic. Kant argues that space and time are not properties of objects, but rather forms of human intuition that allow us to experience the world. In his Critique of Pure Reason, Immanuel Kant argues that space and time are not properties of objects, but rather forms of human intuition that allow us to experience the world. He calls this concept the Transcendental Aesthetic, and it is a cornerstone of his philosophy. Kant argues that space and time are not part of the objects themselves, but rather the way in which we perceive them. He claims that space and time are a priori forms of intuition, meaning that they are not derived from experience, but rather are part of the structure of the human mind. This means that space and time are not part of the objects themselves, but rather the way in which we experience them. Kant's Transcendental Aesthetic is an important part of his philosophy, as it provides a way to understand the relationship between the human mind and the world. He argues that space and time are not part of the objects themselves, but rather the way in which we experience them. This means that our experience of the world is shaped by our own mental structures, rather than by the objects themselves. This has important implications for how we understand the world, as it suggests that our experience of the world is shaped by our own mental structures, rather than by the objects themselves. Main idea number 2. The Transcendental Analytic. Kant argues that the categories of the understanding are necessary for us to make sense of the world, and that these categories are a priori, meaning they are not derived from experience. Kant's Transcendental Analytic is an attempt to explain how the categories of the understanding are necessary for us to make sense of the world. He argues that these categories are a priori, meaning they are not derived from experience. Kant claims that the categories of the understanding are necessary for us to make sense of the world because they provide the framework for organizing our experience. He argues that the categories of the understanding are a priori because they are not derived from experience, but rather are innate to the human mind. Kant further argues that the categories of the understanding are necessary for us to make sense of the world because they provide the basis for our judgments and our ability to think logically. Kant's transcendental analytic is an attempt to explain how the categories of the understanding are necessary for us to make sense of the world. He argues that these categories are a priori, meaning they are not derived from experience. Kant claims that the categories of the understanding are necessary for us to make sense of the world because they provide the framework for organizing our experience. He further argues that the categories of the understanding are a priori because they are not derived from experience, but rather are innate to the human mind. Kant also argues that the categories of the understanding are necessary for us to make sense of the world because they provide the basis for our judgments and our ability to think logically. Kant's transcendental analytic is an attempt to explain how the categories of the understanding are necessary for us to make sense of the world. He argues that these categories are a priori, meaning they are not derived from experience. Kant claims that the categories of the understanding are necessary for us to make sense of the world because they provide the framework for organizing our experience. He further argues that the categories of the understanding are a priori because they are not derived from experience, but rather are innate to the human mind. Kant also argues that the categories of the understanding are necessary for us to make sense of the world because they provide the basis for our judgments and our ability to think logically. Additionally, Kant argues that the categories of the understanding are necessary for us to make sense of the world because they provide the basis for our moral judgments and our ability to make ethical decisions. Main idea number 3. The transcendental dialectic. Kant argues that the categories of the understanding can lead us to false conclusions, and that we must use reason to distinguish between true and false knowledge. Kant's transcendental dialectic is a critical examination of the use of the categories of the understanding, which he believes can lead us to false conclusions. He argues that reason must be used to distinguish between true and false knowledge, and that the categories of the understanding can be used to form a priori judgments, but that these judgments must be tested against the facts of experience. Kant believes that the categories of the understanding are necessary for the formation of any judgment, but that they can be misused and lead to false conclusions. He argues that the only way to distinguish between true and false knowledge is to use reason to evaluate the facts of experience. Kant believes that the only way to gain true knowledge is to use reason to evaluate the facts of experience, and to form judgments based on the facts of experience, rather than relying solely on the categories of the understanding. Kant's transcendental dialectic is an important part of his critique of pure reason, and it is a critical examination of the use of the categories of the understanding. Kant argues that the categories of the understanding can be used to form a priori judgments, but that these judgments must be tested against the facts of experience. He believes that the only way to gain true knowledge is to use reason to evaluate the facts of experience, and to form judgments based on the facts of experience, rather than relying solely on the categories of the understanding. Kant's transcendental dialectic is an important part of his critique of pure reason, and it is a critical examination of the use of the categories of the understanding. Main idea number 4. The antinomies of pure reason. Kant argues that the categories of the understanding can lead to contradictory conclusions, and that we must use reason to reconcile these contradictions. Kant's antinomies of pure reason are a set of 4 contradictions that arise from the application of pure reason to the world of experience. Kant argues that these contradictions are unavoidable, and that they can only be resolved through the use of reason. The 4 antinomies are: the thesis that the world has a beginning in time and is limited in space, the antithesis that the world has no beginning in time and is infinite in space, the thesis that every composite substance is made up of simple parts, and the antithesis that no composite substance is made up of simple parts. Kant argues that these contradictions can only be resolved through the use of reason, and that the use of reason is necessary to reconcile the contradictions. He further argues that the use of reason is necessary to understand the world of experience, and that the use of reason is the only way to gain knowledge of the world. Kant's antinomies of pure reason are an important part of his philosophy, as they demonstrate the limits of pure reason and the need for the use of reason to reconcile contradictions. Kant argues that the use of reason is necessary to understand the world of experience, and that the use of reason is the only way to gain knowledge of the world. He further argues that the use of reason is necessary to reconcile the contradictions of the antinomies, and that the use of reason is the only way to gain knowledge of the world. Kant's antinomies of pure reason are an important part of his philosophy, as they demonstrate the limits of pure reason and the need for the use of reason to reconcile contradictions. Main idea number 5. The paralogisms of pure reason. Kant argues that the categories of the understanding can lead to false conclusions about the nature of the self, and that we must use reason to distinguish between true and false knowledge about the self. In the paralogisms of pure reason, Kant argues that the categories of the understanding can lead to false conclusions about the nature of the self. He claims that the categories of the understanding, such as substance, cause, and effect, are not applicable to the self, and thus cannot be used to make any meaningful statements about it. Kant argues that the only way to gain true knowledge about the self is through the use of reason. He claims that reason can distinguish between true and false knowledge about the self, and that it is the only reliable source of knowledge about the self. Kant further argues that the only way to gain knowledge about the self is through the use of reason, and that any knowledge gained through the categories of the understanding is false. He claims that the only way to gain true knowledge about the self is through the use of reason, and that any knowledge gained through the categories of the understanding is false. Kant's argument is that the only way to gain true knowledge about the self is through the use of reason, and that any knowledge gained through the categories of the understanding is false. Kant's argument is that the only way to gain true knowledge about the self is through the use of reason, and that any knowledge gained through the categories of the understanding is false. He claims that the categories of the understanding are not applicable to the self, and thus cannot be used to make any meaningful statements about it. Kant further argues that the only way to gain knowledge about the self is through the use of reason, and that any knowledge gained through the categories of the understanding is false. He claims that reason can distinguish between true and false knowledge about the self, and that it is the only reliable source of knowledge about the self. Kant's argument is that the only way to gain true knowledge about the self is through the use of reason, and that any knowledge gained through the categories of the understanding is false. Main idea number 6. The ideal of pure reason. Kant argues that the categories of the understanding can lead to false conclusions about the nature of the world, and that we must use reason to distinguish between true and false knowledge about the world. The ideal of pure reason, as outlined by Immanuel Kant in his book Critique of Pure Reason, is the idea that reason is the only reliable source of knowledge about the world. Kant argues that the categories of the understanding, such as space, time, and causality, can lead to false conclusions about the nature of the world. He believes that we must use reason to distinguish between true and false knowledge about the world. Kant argues that reason is the only reliable source of knowledge because it is the only faculty that can provide us with a priori knowledge, or knowledge that is independent of experience. He believes that this a priori knowledge is necessary for us to understand the world and to make sense of our experiences. Kant also argues that reason is the only faculty that can provide us with a unified view of the world, as it is the only faculty that can provide us with a comprehensive understanding of the world. Kant's ideal of pure reason is an important part of his philosophy, as it provides us with a way to distinguish between true and false knowledge about the world. Kant believes that reason is the only reliable source of knowledge, and that we must use it to make sense of our experiences and to understand the world. By using reason, we can distinguish between true and false knowledge, and gain a unified view of the world. Kant's ideal of pure reason is an important part of his philosophy, and it provides us with a way to make sense of our experiences and to understand the world. Main idea number 7. The regulative use of the ideas of pure reason. Kant argues that the categories of the understanding can lead to false conclusions about the nature of the world, and that we must use reason to form hypotheses about the world that can guide our actions. Kant argues that the categories of the understanding, such as cause and effect, space and time, and substance and accident, can lead to false conclusions about the nature of the world. He believes that these categories are limited in their ability to provide us with knowledge of the world, and that we must use reason to form hypotheses about the world that can guide our actions. Kant calls this the regulative use of the ideas of pure reason. He argues that we should use these ideas as a guide to our actions, but not as a source of knowledge about the world. We should use them to form hypotheses about the world, but not to make definitive statements about it. In this way, we can use reason to form a better understanding of the world, without relying on the categories of the understanding to provide us with knowledge. Kant believes that the regulative use of the ideas of pure reason can help us to form better hypotheses about the world, and to act in ways that are more in line with our understanding of it. He argues that this is a more reliable way of forming knowledge than relying on the categories of the understanding, which can lead to false conclusions. By using reason to form hypotheses about the world, we can gain a better understanding of it, and act in ways that are more in line with our understanding. Main idea number 8. The postulates of empirical thought. Kant argues that the categories of the understanding can lead to false conclusions about the nature of the world, and that we must use reason to form hypotheses about the world that can be tested through experience. Kant argues that the categories of the understanding, such as cause and effect, space and time, and substance and accident, are necessary for us to make sense of the world. However, he also argues that these categories can lead to false conclusions about the nature of the world. For example, we may assume that the world is composed of substances that exist independently of our experience, when in fact this may not be the case. Kant therefore proposes that we must use reason to form hypotheses about the world that can be tested through experience. He calls this the postulates of empirical thought, and argues that it is the only way to gain knowledge about the world. Kant argues that the postulates of empirical thought are necessary for us to gain knowledge about the world. He claims that we must use reason to form hypotheses about the world, and then test these hypotheses through experience. This process allows us to gain knowledge about the world that is based on evidence and observation, rather than on assumptions or preconceived notions. Kant also argues that this process is the only way to gain knowledge about the world, as it allows us to form conclusions that are based on evidence rather than on speculation. Kant's postulates of empirical thought are an important part of his philosophy, as they provide a way for us to gain knowledge about the world that is based on evidence and observation. By using reason to form hypotheses about the world and then testing these hypotheses through experience, we can gain knowledge that is reliable and accurate. Kant's postulates of empirical thought therefore provide us with a way to gain knowledge about the world that is based on evidence and observation, rather than on assumptions or preconceived notions. Main idea number 9. The transcendental deduction of the categories. Kant argues that the categories of the understanding are necessary for us to make sense of the world, and that these categories are a priori, meaning they are not derived from experience. In the transcendental deduction of the categories, Kant argues that the categories of the understanding are necessary for us to make sense of the world. He claims that these categories are a priori, meaning they are not derived from experience. Kant argues that the categories of the understanding are necessary for us to make sense of the world because they provide the framework for organizing our experience. He claims that these categories are a priori because they are not derived from experience, but rather are innate to the human mind. Kant further argues that the categories of the understanding are necessary for us to make sense of the world because they provide the basis for our judgments about the world. He claims that these categories are a priori because they are not derived from experience, but rather are innate to the human mind. Kant concludes that the categories of the understanding are necessary for us to make sense of the world because they provide the basis for our judgments about the world, and that these categories are a priori, meaning they are not derived from experience. Main idea number 10. The transcendental deduction of the principles of pure understanding. Kant argues that the categories of the understanding are necessary for us to make sense of the world, and that these categories are a priori, meaning they are not derived from experience. In the transcendental deduction of the principles of pure understanding, Kant argues that the categories of the understanding are necessary for us to make sense of the world. He claims that these categories are a priori, meaning they are not derived from experience. Kant argues that the categories of the understanding are necessary for us to make sense of the world because they provide the framework for organizing and understanding our experience. He claims that these categories are a priori because they are not derived from experience, but rather are innate to the human mind. Kant further argues that the categories of the understanding are necessary for us to make sense of the world because they provide the basis for the laws of nature, which are necessary for us to make sense of the world. Kant's transcendental deduction of the principles of pure understanding is an important part of his critique of pure reason, and is essential for understanding his philosophy. Main idea number 11. The transcendental deduction of the ideas of pure reason, Kant argues that the categories of the understanding can lead to false conclusions about the nature of the world, and that we must use reason to form hypotheses about the world that can be tested through experience. In the transcendental deduction of the ideas of pure reason, Kant argues that the categories of the understanding are necessary for us to make sense of the world, but that they can lead to false conclusions about the nature of the world. He claims that we must use reason to form hypotheses about the world that can be tested through experience. Kant argues that the categories of the understanding are necessary for us to make sense of the world, but that they can lead to false conclusions about the nature of the world. He claims that we must use reason to form hypotheses about the world that can be tested through experience. He further argues that the categories of the understanding are necessary for us to make sense of the world, but that they can lead to false conclusions about the nature of the world. He claims that we must use reason to form hypotheses about the world that can be tested through experience, and that these hypotheses must be based on the principles of the understanding. Kant also argues that the categories of the understanding are necessary for us to make sense of the world, but that they can lead to false conclusions about the nature of the world. He claims that we must use reason to form hypotheses about the world that can be tested through experience, and that these hypotheses must be based on the principles of the understanding, as well as on the principles of reason. Main idea number 12. The transcendental exposition of the concept of space. Kant argues that space is not an object, but rather a form of human intuition that allows us to experience the world. Kant argues that space is not an object, but rather a form of human intuition that allows us to experience the world. He claims that space is a priori, meaning that it is not derived from experience, but rather is a necessary condition for experience. Kant further argues that space is a form of intuition that is necessary for the understanding of objects in general, and that it is not a concept that has been derived from objects. He claims that space is a pure intuition, and that it is not a concept that has been derived from experience. Kant also argues that space is a necessary condition for the possibility of experience, and that it is not a concept that has been derived from experience. Kant further argues that space is a form of intuition that is necessary for the understanding of objects in general, and that it is not a concept that has been derived from objects. He claims that space is a pure intuition, and that it is not a concept that has been derived from experience. Kant also argues that space is a necessary condition for the possibility of experience, and that it is not a concept that has been derived from experience. He claims that space is a form of intuition that is necessary for the understanding of objects in general, and that it is not a concept that has been derived from objects. Kant also claims that space is a form of intuition that is necessary for the understanding of objects in general, and that it is not a concept that has been derived from objects. He further argues that space is a necessary condition for the possibility of experience, and that it is not a concept that has been derived from experience. Kant also claims that space is a form of intuition that is necessary for the understanding of objects in general, and that it is not a concept that has been derived from objects. He argues that space is a necessary condition for the possibility of experience, and that it is not a concept that has been derived from experience. Main idea number 13. The transcendental exposition of the concept of time. Kant argues that time is not an object, but rather a form of human intuition that allows us to experience the world. Kant argues that time is not an object, but rather a form of human intuition that allows us to experience the world. He claims that time is not something that exists independently of us, but rather something that is created by our minds. Kant believes that time is a subjective concept, and that it is not something that can be measured or quantified. He argues that time is a form of intuition that allows us to experience the world in a particular way. Kant believes that time is a necessary condition for the experience of the world, and that without it, we would not be able to make sense of the world around us. Kant's transcendental exposition of the concept of time is an important part of his philosophy, and it has had a lasting impact on the way we think about time and our experience of the world. Kant's transcendental exposition of the concept of time is based on his belief that time is a form of intuition that allows us to experience the world in a particular way. He argues that time is not something that exists independently of us, but rather something that is created by our minds. Kant believes that time is a subjective concept, and that it is not something that can be measured or quantified. He argues that time is a necessary condition for the experience of the world, and that without it, we would not be able to make sense of the world around us. Kant's transcendental exposition of the concept of time is an important part of his philosophy, and it has had a lasting impact on the way we think about time and our experience of the world. Main idea number 14. The transcendental exposition of the concept of the soul, Kant argues that the soul is not an object, but rather a form of human intuition that allows us to experience the world. Kant argues that the soul is not an object, but rather a form of human intuition that allows us to experience the world. He claims that the soul is a transcendental concept, meaning that it is not something that can be experienced through the senses, but rather something that is beyond the physical realm. Kant believes that the soul is the source of our moral and spiritual values, and that it is the basis of our understanding of the world. He argues that the soul is the source of our capacity for reason, and that it is the basis of our ability to make moral judgments. Kant also believes that the soul is the source of our capacity for creativity, and that it is the basis of our ability to create art and literature. Kant's transcendental exposition of the concept of the soul is an important part of his philosophy, and it has had a profound influence on subsequent philosophical thought. Main idea number 15. The transcendental exposition of the concept of God, Kant argues that God is not an object, but rather a form of human intuition that allows us to experience the world. Kant argues that the concept of God is not an object of experience, but rather a form of human intuition that allows us to experience the world. He claims that the concept of God is a transcendental concept, meaning that it is not derived from experience, but rather is a priori, or innate. Kant argues that the concept of God is a necessary part of our experience of the world, as it allows us to make sense of the world and to understand our place in it. He claims that the concept of God is a necessary part of our experience of the world, as it allows us to make sense of the world and to understand our place in it. Kant further argues that the concept of God is a necessary part of our moral experience, as it allows us to understand our moral obligations and to make sense of our moral actions. Kant's transcendental exposition of the concept of God is an attempt to explain how we can have knowledge of God without relying on empirical evidence. He argues that the concept of God is a necessary part of our experience of the world, as it allows us to make sense of the world and to understand our place in it. He further argues that the concept of God is a necessary part of our moral experience, as it allows us to understand our moral obligations and to make sense of our moral actions. Kant's transcendental exposition of the concept of God is an attempt to explain how we can have knowledge of God without relying on empirical evidence. Main idea number 16. The transcendental exposition of the concept of nature, Kant argues that nature is not an object, but rather a form of human intuition that allows us to experience the world. Kant argues that nature is not an object, but rather a form of human intuition that allows us to experience the world. He claims that nature is a concept that is formed through our experience of the world, and that it is not something that can be objectively known. Kant believes that nature is a product of our own minds, and that it is not something that can be understood through scientific inquiry. He argues that nature is a form of human intuition, and that it is only through this intuition that we can gain knowledge of the world. Kant believes that nature is a concept that is formed through our experience of the world, and that it is not something that can be objectively known. Kant further argues that the concept of nature is a product of our own minds, and that it is not something that can be understood through scientific inquiry. He believes that nature is a form of human intuition, and that it is only through this intuition that we can gain knowledge of the world. Kant believes that nature is a concept that is formed through our experience of the world, and that it is not something that can be objectively known. He argues that nature is a product of our own minds, and that it is only through this intuition that we can gain knowledge of the world. Kant's transcendental exposition of the concept of nature is an attempt to explain how we can gain knowledge of the world through our own intuition. He argues that nature is a form of human intuition, and that it is only through this intuition that we can gain knowledge of the world. Kant believes that nature is a concept that is formed through our experience of the world, and that it is not something that can be objectively known. He argues that nature is a product of our own minds, and that it is only through this intuition that we can gain knowledge of the world. Main idea number 17. The transcendental exposition of the concept of freedom, Kant argues that freedom is not an object, but rather a form of human intuition that allows us to experience the world. Kant argues that freedom is not an object, but rather a form of human intuition that allows us to experience the world. He claims that freedom is a concept that is beyond the realm of physical objects and can only be understood through the use of reason. Kant believes that freedom is a necessary condition for moral action and that it is the basis for our moral responsibility. He further argues that freedom is a fundamental part of our nature and that it is essential for our moral development. Kant's transcendental exposition of the concept of freedom is an attempt to explain how freedom is possible and how it can be used to understand our moral obligations. Kant's transcendental exposition of the concept of freedom is based on the idea that freedom is a form of self-determination. He argues that freedom is a necessary condition for moral action because it allows us to make choices that are based on our own values and beliefs. Kant believes that freedom is a fundamental part of our nature and that it is essential for our moral development. He further argues that freedom is a necessary condition for moral action because it allows us to make choices that are based on our own values and beliefs. Kant's transcendental exposition of the concept of freedom is an attempt to explain how freedom is possible and how it can be used to understand our moral obligations. He argues that freedom is a necessary condition for moral action because it allows us to make choices that are based on our own values and beliefs. Kant believes that freedom is a fundamental part of our nature and that it is essential for our moral development. He further argues that freedom is a necessary condition for moral action because it allows us to make choices that are based on our own values and beliefs. Main idea number 18. The transcendental exposition of the concept of the moral law, Kant argues that the moral law is not an object, but rather a form of human intuition that allows us to experience the world. Kant argues that the moral law is not an object, but rather a form of human intuition that allows us to experience the world. He claims that this intuition is a priori, meaning that it is not derived from experience, but rather is innate in us. Kant believes that this intuition is the basis of all moral judgments, and that it is the source of our sense of obligation and duty. He further argues that this intuition is transcendental, meaning that it is not limited to any particular culture or society, but is universal and applies to all people. Kant believes that this intuition is the basis of morality, and that it is the source of our sense of right and wrong. He argues that this intuition is the foundation of all moral principles, and that it is the basis of our sense of justice and fairness. Kant further argues that this intuition is the source of our sense of autonomy and freedom. He claims that this intuition allows us to make moral decisions based on our own sense of what is right and wrong, rather than relying on external sources of authority. Kant believes that this intuition is the basis of our sense of responsibility and accountability, and that it is the source of our sense of justice and fairness. He argues that this intuition is the foundation of all moral principles, and that it is the basis of our sense of justice and fairness. Kant's transcendental exposition of the concept of the moral law is an important contribution to the field of moral philosophy. It provides a framework for understanding the nature of morality and how it applies to our lives. Kant's arguments provide a basis for understanding the importance of autonomy and responsibility in moral decision-making, and for understanding the importance of justice and fairness in our society. Kant's work has had a lasting impact on the field of moral philosophy, and his ideas continue to be discussed and debated today. Main idea number 19. The transcendental exposition of the concept of the highest good, Kant argues that the highest good is not an object, but rather a form of human intuition that allows us to experience the world. Kant argues that the highest good is not an object, but rather a form of human intuition that allows us to experience the world. He claims that this intuition is transcendental, meaning that it is not based on any particular experience or empirical evidence, but rather on a priori knowledge. Kant believes that this intuition is the only way to truly understand the world, and that it is the only way to achieve true happiness. He argues that this intuition is the only way to truly understand the highest good, and that it is the only way to achieve true happiness. Kant believes that this intuition is the only way to truly understand the highest good, and that it is the only way to achieve true happiness. Kant further argues that the highest good is not something that can be achieved through material means, but rather through a moral and spiritual transformation. He believes that this transformation is necessary in order to achieve true happiness, and that it is only possible through the use of this transcendental intuition. Kant believes that this intuition is the only way to truly understand the highest good, and that it is the only way to achieve true happiness. He argues that this intuition is the only way to truly understand the highest good, and that it is the only way to achieve true happiness. Kant's transcendental exposition of the concept of the highest good is an important part of his philosophical system, and it has had a lasting impact on modern philosophy. Kant's argument that the highest good is not an object, but rather a form of human intuition, has been influential in the development of many philosophical theories. His argument that this intuition is the only way to truly understand the highest good, and that it is the only way to achieve true happiness, has been influential in the development of many ethical theories. Kant's transcendental exposition of the concept of the highest good is an important part of his philosophical system, and it has had a lasting impact on modern philosophy. Main idea number 20. The transcendental exposition of the concept of the highest good, Kant argues that the highest good is not an object, but rather a form of human intuition that allows us to experience the world in a moral way. Kant argues that the highest good is not an object, but rather a form of human intuition that allows us to experience the world in a moral way. He calls this intuition the transcendental exposition of the concept of the highest good. Kant believes that this intuition is the basis of all moral action, and that it is the only way to truly understand the world. He argues that this intuition is not something that can be taught or learned, but rather something that must be experienced. Kant believes that this intuition is the only way to truly understand the highest good, and that it is the only way to truly understand morality. Kant argues that the highest good is not something that can be measured or quantified, but rather something that must be experienced. He believes that this intuition is the only way to truly understand the highest good, and that it is the only way to truly understand morality. Kant believes that this intuition is the basis of all moral action, and that it is the only way to truly understand the world. He argues that this intuition is not something that can be taught or learned, but rather something that must be experienced. Kant believes that this intuition is the only way to truly understand the highest good, and that it is the only way to truly understand morality. He argues that this intuition is not something that can be taught or learned, but rather something that must be experienced. Kant believes that this intuition is the basis of all moral action, and that it is the only way to truly understand the world. He argues that the transcendental exposition of the concept of the highest good is the only way to truly understand the highest good, and that it is the only way to truly understand morality.